I can go on and on because you just got a real cool vibe, man. Yeah, we can talk and chill. We should like get coffee or something.
Yeah, we should, man. Absolutely.
We're in your house, we're in your car, we are wherever you are, playing you the rest of the best in gospel music.
Hi, my name is Apostle Burl Howard, and guess what? You're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Ernest Pugh, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Soul Prosper Radio.
There you go.
Stay with me.
This is Ronan Harrison.
I'm Kirk Whalen.
Hey, this is Cheryl Pepsi Riley.
I am Tashina Arnold.
And together we are chosen.
Hey, Digger. This is Ed Fred Hammond.
This is Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, this is Percy Beatty, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
I present to you FM 2 and Intentional! put your hands together.
What's up, what's up? I know it's hard to keep your chin up. I know at times you wanna give up. I know, I know, I know. What's up, what's up? I know at times your faith get clouded. Fighting with the enemy can get rowdy. I know, I know, I know. I know it's hard when you're going through something and you don't know what's going on. I'm telling you, be strong. Please hold on. God got that love, got that love, and he loves all of us. What can I get a witness? I'm a witness, I'm a witness. God got that love, got that love, and he loves all of us. What can I get a witness? I'm a witness, I'm a witness. What's up? So, I know at times things can get tough, but trust in the Lord even when it gets rough. I know, oh, I know, oh, I know. So, what's up? What's up? What's up? So, I know you waiting on the Lord to make a way. If we all pray together, things gon' change. I know, I know, I know. I know it's hard when you're going through something and you don't know what's going on. I'm telling you, be strong. Please hold on. God got that love, got that love, and he loves all of us. What can I get a witness? I'm a witness, I'm a witness. God got that love, got that love, and he loves all of us. What can I get a witness? I'm a witness, I'm a witness. What's up? In the middle of the storm,
and I couldn't see nothing.
All of my girls
telling me to stop fronting.
Call the Lord.
Who the Lord?
Yeah, the Lord.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, Lordy. Oh, Lordy.
Yeah.
Do you hear my voice? I'm calling.
Yeah.
Everything around me's falling.
Okay.
Pick me up, way up. Get
yeah.
me up, way up.
Ooh.
God got that love. Got that love. And he loves all of us. What can I get a witness? I'm a witness, I'm a witness. Got that love, got that love, and he loves all of us. What can I get a witness? I'm a witness, I'm a witness.
I'm a witness, I'm a witness. I'm a witness.
GPC.
Yeah.
What up?
Hey y'all, what's up? Welcome back to Soul Prosper Radio on the Record. I have with me a very special guest today. Help me welcome Mr. Freddie Moore II, better known as FM2. You know him as the leader of the recording group FM2 and Intentional. They have wonderful music out. They have a project that released last year. It's blowing up the charts. It's doing well. It's encouraging hearts all over the world. Help me welcome him to the show today. Hello.
What's going on, man? Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate this opportunity, all of the good stuff. So how we doing?
You know what, man, we are doing great. And I gotta tell you, y'all didn't hear it, but listen, this is the first time that I messed up an intro on this show, so I can already tell you it's gonna be a special show today. And I'm just gonna borrow from one of the tracks on the album and just say, we made it.
Yes, sir. We did make it.
We made it.
We
made it into the show. So listen, you released an album last year with Intentional. The album is doing incredible. Darnell Davis presents FM2 and Intentional. The album is doing wonderful. And so just go ahead and talk to us about the album. Tell us about the wonderful music and ministry on that album.
Yes, definitely. So yes, my debut project was released on August 17, 2018. It is Darnell Davis Presents FM2 and Intentional Live from the Choir Stand. I am a choir head at heart, choir head. I love choir music. And so, you know, it was definitely something that I wanted to do. I prayed to God and asked him if Lord, if this is your will and this is really what you want me to do for my life, continue to make this road easy. And although anything has its bumps and challenges, God has kept his word and he's done just that. It's been an amazing journey so far, and I am just excited to see what else is coming down from heaven, you know. So definitely, this is an amazing project. It has something on there for every individual that is in love, that loves choir music. It has your worship, it has your contemporary, it has your down home Sunday morning church. It's just a great album. And of course, you know, as an artist, we always say our projects are great, but I really do think that this is a very great project that the people of God will definitely benefit from and be able to love and, you know, let it minister to their hearts. So, yes, it is a great thing. I've been so excited. I've just, you know, with the outcome and the report that we have built from different individuals and the response that we've had, them telling us about the project and how much they love it and enjoying it and appreciating it. So, it's a good thing, a very good thing.
Yeah, indeed. And I want to ask you this because, you know, we love choir music. I love choir music too, you know, and especially working in church, being a minister of music. You know, a lot of times we have this problem now where what's on the radio does not always speak to Sunday morning. And it's becoming harder and harder to find music to minister Sunday morning, because not every church has a small praise team. You know, you still have churches with big choirs. You still have churches even with small numbers that want to sing choir music. But taking it a step further and recording choir music, you know, there's also the question of whether or not a project will be commercially viable. So just speak to your heart and making the decision to record choir music, you know, because you love it to write choir music. To make music for other choirs to learn and sing at church and community settings, schools and stuff like that, because there's a lot of pressure to alter the sound right now. So just speak to the decision that you made to be led to go ahead and record not only choir music but as a choir.
Definitely. The decision was very it was a simple decision, very easy, because I wanted to stay true to who I am.
All right.
And when I say that I am a choir head, I enjoy choir music. There's no diss, no take from praise and worship, from solo artists, from groups, anything to that nature. But I just love the fact of being able to hear three parts, sometimes four and five parts from a mass number of people, this big sound, with the big band that's behind them, you know. And I enjoy that, being able to articulate the different movements and the crescendos and the bravados and the harmonies and all of those things that a choir brings.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make sure that this project was able to include them and be able to minister to God's people. So definitely when I was in the process of putting this project together, I reached out to my executive producer, which is Darnell Davis. And you may know him as a writer from Darnell Davis and The Remnant.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written for so many other artists that, you know, throughout the industry. But I reached out to him and I let him know that I wanted him to, you know, take me under his wing and basically have a partnership. And so he has an entertainment company that he signed me to and also produced this project. And with that being said, I let him know, hey, I want to make sure that this is choir music that I'm putting out. And he wrote majority of the project. He wrote over half of the project, and then I had some other writers on there as well. But the things that he sent to me and the songs that he sent to me, I told him I wanted to make sure that it was true, that it was true to me as the artist, and I wanted to make sure that I could feel these things that we're singing about.
Mm-hmm.
And so every song on this project, including the single, the two current singles that we have, We Made It, it's very much so speaking to the heart of God's people, letting them know that no matter what comes your way, you can make it. No matter what's going on in life, when it looks good, when it looks bad, when it looks okay, when it looks great, when it's good, you know, no matter what's coming your way, you can make it. You gotta stay strong and keep on fighting. And then the follow-up single behind that is Don't You Give Up. It's also encouraging God's people to not give up, to stay in the race, to hold on because there's a brighter day. And don't you give up. Like, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter if it is whatever is going on in your life, just know that as long as you have God on your side, you too can make it, and don't give up. So yes, definitely, these projects and these, well, not these projects, but this project and these songs that are on here are definitely for the church. They are definitely for the church, for Sunday morning church. That's why it's called Live from the Choir Stand, because sometimes now in this day and age that we're in, we're not in that whole choir stand situation. You know,
right,
sometimes
right.
We're standing on a platform, we're standing around mics and
yep.
all of these different things, or we have three people that are singing, like you said, you know, a choir music or whatever the case may be. But definitely I wanted to do this, and we did it in a choir. We did it a live recording in a church. We did it in a choir stand. So that's why it is said Live from the Choir Stand. So I wanted to be able to bring back that old time sound that I remember growing up as a kid. So yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
I love that so much. And you know, growing up, I'm an 80s baby, 90s kid. I don't
80s
know.
Baby here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe here.
So, you know, when we think of choirs, we think of the Tommies, we think of Whitfield and Company. We think of songs that choirs sing, the Hawkins, songs from them.
Sir.
Of course, James Cleveland, you know, who traveled around the country, and wherever he was, there was a choir.
Yes.
It was like
wherever,
you know, and I'm looking at some of his recordings that I'm still discovering. And some of the songs that came from those, it's like, yo, James Cleveland is here this week. We're recording. It's like, what do you mean? You know,
exactly.
And those songs yeah. have become, you know, the soundtrack of our church lives. So I want to ask you this. I'm going to ask you a two-faceted question, a multifaceted okay. question. What choir did you draw your inspiration from, you know, from yesteryear? And who, as a contemporary, do you currently draw inspiration from today?
Okay. Well, as a choir head, there's multiple answers to that question.
Okay.
definitely, I am, with me being from the West Coast, mm-hmm. I would definitely say Reverend James Cleveland, mm-hmm. also, you know, the late Bishop Walter Hawkins, and also Mississippi Mass Choir,
oh, yes.
Hezekiah Walker,
yeah.
James Hall, Ricky Diller,
oh, yeah.
John P. Key, like, as you said, Reverend Milton Bronson and the Thompson Community Singers. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Richard Smallwood and Vision.
Yeah.
But definitely, I take something from all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I take something from all of them because those are all great, and they've all been doing this or have done this for so long. And currently today, I would have to say one of my biggest inspirations is Darnell Davis.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah.
One of my biggest inspirations is Darnell Davis, which was an honor and a privilege to be able to work with him on this project and be, you know, under his leadership, and him taking me under his wing. It's just been an experience that I would not have asked for nothing else. You know, God definitely gave me the desires of my heart. As a kid in high school, I remember listening to Darnell Davis was a part of a group back in that day called Excelsior. There was a choir from the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to listen to them all the time.
Yeah, I remember
listen to the sound of them, and to listen to his penmanship and his writing skills.
Yeah.
And then I became friends with him, and then also becoming friends with him, he's my big brother. And so being able to work with him has been nothing but a privilege.
Yeah.
And to have admired his work for so many years, and to now working with him, I mean, God is just doing a great thing, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's amazing how, we have a dream in our heads, and then God lets those dreams come to pass.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah. It's an amazing event. You know, like for me, I've always loved choirs. I was an assistant choir director at my church, my home church, and I actually ran the choir, the gospel choir at my high school. Shout out to Florence High School, Sacramento, California, and class of 2001. So, you know, like, hey, I definitely... throw that little plug in there real quick. But yes, definitely have experienced this and appreciated everything that God has given me. And I am just looking forward to every door that God opens and every door that he closes, because there's some doors that he's going to close and there's some doors that he's going to open. And I just thank God for being with me and guiding me on this journey.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Tonight, say,
I shall win and not fail.
If you are above and not
is your new year, new me resolution already sidelined because of the same old debt and financial stress? Are you 100% sure that you're going to have a great retirement? Or do you have doubt? What if I told you there's a way to get out of debt in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending any more money than you're already spending? For answers to questions like these, call Keith Squalls. With integrity, expertise, and the promise to protect your privacy, Keith Squalls and the K. Allen Financial Group want to get you out of debt and into the financial freedom your dreams are made of. Call today, 877-888-6322. That's 877-888-6322.
This is Keith Squalls at K. Allen Financial Group. Call me at 877-888-6322. 877-888-6322.
See, I've heard it said that happiness is based upon things that happen. But what I'm feeling right now is joy. Deep down in my soul. Come on, clap your hands and let's just have a little praise party right here. Sing, Amber.
Y'all heard directly from the man there. I'm talking to Freddie Moore II. FM2 is the name you know him by. He records with the choir Intentional. They have a brand new project that's out. You've heard his singles on the radio, We Made It and Don't You Give Up, and I want you to hang around with us because I have another question. I have another question for you, Mr. Moore. I want to ask you, the name of your choir is Intentional, and of course leading a group, it always comes with challenges. It comes of course with blessings as well. I want you to share one of your lessons as being a leader of a group, going from not only just performing and singing to recording to releasing, stepping into this wily world of the music industry. Just share with us one of those lessons, and I'm going to just tug on your group name here and tell us how God has shown himself to be intentional in how he's leading you.
Well, definitely. And it's funny that you asked that, because normally I make sure that I express this, but I thank you for reaching back around to it. And now I can give you the definition behind the name Intentional.
Right.
I started this choir in 2015. And as I was starting this choir in 2015, I wanted to make sure that the people that were attached and the people that are a part of this choir, they always had first choice talent, but wasn't first choice pick.
Okay.
And so with that being said, it could have been for whatever reason, whatever. It could be because of the way you look. It could be because of who you hang around. It could be because of the way you dress, or because of the way you talk, or because of the upbringing. But you've always had the talent to be able to minister to God's people and be able to sing his praises. And so I wanted to make sure that I was able to pick these individuals to be a part of the ministry that I was leading.
Mm-hmm.
And so Intentional is a hand-picked choir. It is not an audition-based choir. I sat down, I wrote each name down, and I said, you know, I want them to be a part of this choir because it was able for me to create the sound that I wanted. So they were all intentionally picked.
Wow.
And that's where the name Intentional comes from, because they were all picked on purpose.
Yeah.
And the word intentional means on purpose. So why not have the name Intentional?
Picked
so
on purpose.
Definitely that. And that's where that came from. That's where that name came from. So the things that we've gone through as a choir in a short period of time, God has just continued to show himself to me,
mm-hmm.
and to show me to be the leader that he has called me to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Intentional, when we first started, we dealt with some death in the families of different choir members that were that are a part of Intentional. And he just continued to show himself to be that God, to trust and lean on him.
Yeah.
And so those have been the biggest things that that I have had to deal with as a leader, because I have to comfort and, you know, console these people that I'm leading,
mm-hmm.
every day,
yeah.
you know, yeah. to letting them know that the God that we sing about is still not going to leave you.
Right.
It may hurt for a moment. It may be uncomfortable for a moment, but you have to continue to keep on pushing, you know,
right.
keep on going.
Right.
And that's why this song, when we sing Don't You Give Up, it's so important to us. It's such a testimony to each and every one of us, because we've all been down. We've all been up. We've all went through something. But God's grace and God's mercy continues to build and continues to be with us. So we, in our minds, we keep telling ourselves, I can't give up.
Right.
I can't give up no matter what's coming my way.
Right.
So the whole, you know, the Don't You Give Up, that's why it's such a powerful song to us. And as well as We Made It.
Yeah.
Because even in the trials and tribulations that we're going through, you still too need to know that you're going to make it in the end.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that was a way of answering the question that you had for me.
Oh, yeah. When you say picked on purpose, I mean, that was just, woo, that was like, man, cue the shouting track, you know, because it's one thing to
Definitely.
Be walking in purpose, but, it, you know, to say that you have a group of people who were picked on purpose, you know,
yes,
but you got to be in purpose to be picked on purpose, you know.
Listen,
so just comprising a group of people like that and picking the people that have been looked over, people who've been picked over, if you will.
Yeah.
So wow.
Definitely.
You know, and this message of Don't You Give Up, I listened to it, and you know, that song is encouraging. Sure, it's encouraging, but it's also mm-hmm. emphatic. It's imperative. You know, and I listened to it, it's like
yes.
y'all were telling me, hey, don't you give up. And I was like, who, me? And y'all were like, yeah, I'm talking to you.
I'm talking to you.
FM2 and Intentional are talking to you. Put your name right there. Don't you give up. And I was like, it's been so long since I've heard a song like that, that was emphatic. Okay. And I listen to music all day long. If I'm not listening to music, I'm singing, I'm humming something in my head.
Right.
But for me to hear a song like that, that was that emphatic, I was like, yo, what is going on right now? You know? But I did. I received the message wholeheartedly.
That is definitely a blessing and an honor to hear that this music is reaching God's people. I'm so overly excited about that. Yes.
Absolutely. So I know we've been having a great time, but I can't keep you here all day. I would if I could, but let me ask you this.
I understand.
This last question. I want to ask you this. When we listen to your music, when we listen to this project or maybe even a radio single, what, as you have been intentional about this entire process, what do you want our experience to be listening to your music?
Listening to this project, to this single, I want the listener to be encouraged, to continue to fight, continue to stay in the race, and at the end of the day, to know that God is right there with you every step of the way.
I love it. I love it. Y'all hang on in there. Hang on in there. Be intentional about surviving. You know, grab a hold of the word. We already have the blueprint for success. It's in the word. Get in the word if you haven't been in the word. If you've been in the word and you're not finding it, pray and ask God to point you to a new scripture. Give you
to a new scripture.
Give you a new scripture, a new revelation about who he is, you know?
Yeah.
Because again, they telling you, don't you give up. And I'm telling you this too. Don't you give up. If you have to take some time off, take time off. If you got to do something else in your survival system or whatever, do that. But don't you give up. The call on your life is too important. FM2 has set us in order, y'all. This is gonna take me through the rest of the year. Don't you give up. It's like they stood on my desk and pointed at me in my face and said, "Don't you give up," because you know.
Don't you do it?
Yeah, don't.
Don't you do it.
And sometimes people think that just because we're visible that we're okay, that everything is okay, that bills are paid. Bills got to be paid on the commercial side as well as the personal side, business side
too. Exactly.
You know, things are happening that we have goals and visions and dreams about, and they haven't manifested yet, but guess what? Don't give up. It's still an appointed time you have to make it to. You know, so y'all listening, don't you give up. I'm really glad that we had this time today, because the Saints, the Saints need this shot in the arm, and it's practical, y'all. Of course, it's scriptural, but it's practical too. Sometimes it's just as practical as pick your Bible up again.
That's it.
You know, sometimes
it's
just asking the question, what did God say already?
Yeah.
Hold on to that, you know. And the fact that y'all sound so good singing, you know, that helps. It would be different if you know, we had to kind of turn the radio down to listen to y'all. But crank this music up, y'all.
Crank it up, people. People of God, crank it all the way up. Drive around. If you're in like California, like we are, you know, drive around with the windows down. But if you're not in California, you're in a cold place, go ahead and drive around with the windows up, but make sure the people next to you can still hear it.
Right. You know, you just have to be just inconsiderate for a while and walk in the place with your speakerphone, you know, with the music playing on your phone, and when they look at you, turn it down, you know. But if they ain't looking at you, then they probably, you know, they need to hear it. So just walk in
and
with the music.
And then when they look at you, make sure you tell them, let's say, and they're looking funny, you say, oh, this is gospel music. It's the choir. His name's called FM2 and Intentional.
Yes. Yes. And it's available everywhere. So listen.
Everywhere.
Apple, Android is available everywhere. Speaking of that.
Anywhere
music is sold. You're right. So tell us how we can connect with FM2 and Intentional. Give us all your socials, all of that.
Definitely. You can connect with us on Facebook at Darnell Davis Presents FM2 and Intentional. And on Instagram, it is FM2_intentional. And on Twitter, it is FM2and, spell the word and, L-A-N-D, intentional.
All right. You got it right there. You got it right there. Listen, thank you so much.
Oh, and the website.
Oh, and the website. Sorry. Go ahead. Give us that.
Website is www.fm2andintentional, spell the word out, A-N-D, .com.
.com. That's it. Listen, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me. I so appreciate it. This was the highlight of my day.
Wow, bless God.
I appreciate the fun that we've had on this interview.
Yes, sir.
And I hope that it is still encouraging to the people that are listening.
Amen. I know that it is and that it will be.
This is FM2 of FM2 and Intentional, and you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willie.
The Bible says the race isn't given to the swift, neither is the battle to the strong. Know that the victory belongs to you. You've got to hold on. Don't you give up. Come on, intentional, and help me say it.
Don't you give up. There's a prize ahead. Don't you let up. You'll stay in the race. Don't you give up. There's a prize ahead. Kansas City Radio.